Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not serving anything, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Affirmative.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress?
I will.
Would you say probably or definitely vote?
Definitely.
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10. Creating more jobs and raising wages. How important would you think this is?
9.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights.
6.
Okay. Creating more affordable housing.
8.
Reducing crime.
10.
Tackling climate change.
8.
Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
8.
Lowering taxes.
8.
Securing the southern border.
10.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you do not.
Okay.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
50.
Janelle Bynum.
20.
Mega Republicans.
30.
J.D. Vance.
60.
Lori Chavez de Remer.
50.
Democrats in Congress.
20.
Ron Wyden.
5.
Joe Biden.
5.
Donald Trump.
30.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Chavez.
Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
Not much.
Okay, would you say just a very slight chance or a small
chance? Slight chance.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would that be a strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
No.
Okay. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez, the mayor, led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that her hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead.
Okay.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez.
Okay. And what specifically stuck out most to you?
Are there many more questions? I've got a couple things I need to get done.
We are on 65%, maybe about
1 minute. That's as much as I'm willing to answer. I've got other things I got to get done. So.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Uh-huh. Thank you.